This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, July 14th. Well, we've got some interesting things going on in the wheat space. Not only are we being pushed and pulled around a bit by corn and soybeans as they get into their volatile stretch of price action, but more importantly, we're seeing disappointing harvest results in the Black Sea and Europe. And I think this is really starting to perk up the wheat space. Chicago, of course, was the best performer last week as it soared above KC and Minneapolis. Yesterday, the markets pulled back primarily on pressure from corn and soybeans, and Chicago lost a few cents to KC and Minneapolis. But in the bigger picture, what we're hearing coming out of Russia in particular is that yields have been notably less than expected. And feed wheat supplies are really tight. We're seeing another year with protein premiums, particularly in the southern region, being much higher than normal. We're hearing 12% to 13.5%. Normally, they're at about 11 to 12. Domestic prices in Russia are pushing higher as well. And this is causing a bit of fear to move through Russia that yields have been this disappointing. We knew they had a real tough stretch right in the beginning of the growing season, as did Ukraine and as did Europe. But the harvest reports that we're getting from Russia would suggest that it's a bit of a surprise, and this is creating some fear through the country. We see those domestic prices moving higher. We also see it in their FOB offers. Egypt put out a tender yesterday afternoon, and Russian offers are around $212 a ton, which is up about $6.50 over where they were just a week ago. So that's a pretty healthy jump in prices right in the middle of harvest. So clearly something's going on there. At the same time, you know, we know that the Russian Ag Ministry is going to be announcing their export quotas in October. The Russian exporters are going to want to move as much as they can before that happens and they potentially get left out to dry. So that's a fairly small window for them. So we've got a, you know, conflicting things going on here. We have disappointing yields. Obviously, supplies are going to be tighter, and feed wheat supplies are even tighter yet. At the same time, the exporter is fearful that their quotas are not going to be what they're used to seeing here over the last few years. In particular, if production is less than expected, I would imagine the Ag Ministry is going to start to clamp down on exports faster than they suggested that they would do in the second half of the marketing year. So there's a lot of push-pull going on, but I think the bottom line is world wheat production is declining, especially as you get into harvest. There's no more opportunity to increase yields. And with the combines rolling through the fields, the reports are showing that production is lower than expected. That should underpin wheat generally. We are still in harvest. We got a big harvest coming across the northern plains of the United States. That will likely add some basis pressure locally, but I think the bigger picture with disappointing yields in Russia and Europe are going to support the wheat market and probably kind of stoke it higher earlier than we normally would see. Normally, we would see the markets kind of struggle through August as you work your way through the spring wheat harvest, but I think you're going to start to see this market work its way higher before that. And speaking of spring wheat, we get some very good rains across the northern plains and up in the Canadian prairies. So that's a crop that got saved here. What didn't get extremely hurt early in the season, you're probably not going to have stellar yields, but definitely getting much better weather across the Dakotas and eastern Montana and up into the Canadian prairies. Crop condition ratings did take a hit over last week because of the hot and dry conditions. Spring wheat sitting at 68% good to excellent. That's down 2 from last week. Corn at 69% good to excellent. That's down 2. Soybeans at 68%. That is down 3. So bottom line is you got much better weather coming into the Midwest, cooling temperatures from where the forecast was a week ago, and better rain chances. The high pressure ridge, at least at this point, looks like it's going to stick mostly to the south and southwest, and that's going to allow rains to move across the top of that, which puts it right over the heart of the Midwest. We also saw in the progress report that corn pollination was running a little bit behind schedule. So that puts it a few days deeper into July, which basically coincides with the increased rainfall and the cooler temperatures. We just don't see any threats. 2 weeks ago, it looked like we could have a real barn burner. Now, today, it doesn't look like that at all. Forecast can change. Obviously, that's the way summer forecasting is. But at this point, there doesn't seem to be any real threats, at least for corn. Private guys are still holding out for some heat to come into late July and through August. That obviously would be more of a soybean issue. And that's a ways down the road. It's an eternity when you're talking hour-to-hour forecasts and market price action. So generally speaking, I look for wheat to find support here. I look for wheat to start its fall rally earlier than normal. So I think there's certainly potential there for wheat. Corn and soybeans just aren't giving us anything. So that'll be a little bit of a drag for the wheat space. And winter wheat harvest in the northern plains and then spring wheat harvest coming is probably a little bit of a drag too. But generally, I look for wheat to start to just slowly work its way higher, especially if the Russian FOB offers are up $6 a ton from a week ago. That's your world price right there. They set world price, and clearly it's moving higher. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.